Morning. Last week I read from Matthew 22, focusing on the first and greatest commandment. This week I'll read the same passage and focus on the second half, Matthew 22, beginning in verse 34. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, "Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Verse 40 is worth noting. If we could keep these two commandments, we would be keeping the entirety of the law. As it is written in James 2:10, whoever keeps the whole law yet offends in one point is guilty of all. So let us consider the second commandment. First, we must consider who our neighbor is. In Luke chapter 10, Jesus answered this question with the parable of the Good Samaritan. I won't read that now, but the neighbor in this case is a Samaritan, one of the people groups the Jews despised. So I believe Christ's use of the term neighbor includes every descendant of Adam. If we love our neighbor as ourselves, we would have no thought of greed, envy, selfishness, or pride. We would do nothing to a neighbor we would not do to ourselves. But beyond this, we would love them and remain their friends through good times and bad. It should be particularly convicting for us when we hear stories of groups of unconverted people who show deep commitment to each other, while their Christian neighbors are more concerned about debating the color of the carpet. We must love our neighbors as ourselves. Let us pray. Father, we come before you in Christ's name, recognizing our fallen state. We have not loved our neighbors, and in failing here, we also fail in loving you. Have mercy, O Lord, and aid us through your Spirit. Amen.